Like, Tanya, don't ask Gigo, then I'll say what I'm so dodgy, and go home and how they will know us. In the Aboriginal voices, Oscar Dewa Nyawar Oscar, Ne Jota FM CFRC.
And it is 6 o'clock, and you are tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM. And we're broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Ani, Nichikimek, Doug Farquhar, Dishnikas. Meanwhile, Sean Story. As now, meanwhile, Schnabi, no way win. And here we go. A lot of fun tonight, Sean.
Douglas.
It is September 30th, and it's a very special day.
Why?
In a different way than you think.
Because Isabel and Harper are here.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's right. I'm wearing my orange shirt. You've got an orange shirt on.
Oh, for goodness sakes. That.
Not bad.
Yeah, I brought a sweater.
Oh, okay.
I have an orange sweater.
I have a pumpkin at home, too.
Do you?
Yeah, it's the right color.
Orange pumpkin?
Anyway, we're going to talk all about what the Orange Shirt Day is a little bit. But first of all, I want to welcome in the control room with you, Sean, is Isabel. How are you?
I'm doing good today.
That's great. Welcome to our show. And, I think that maybe right now you're in control of everything, no matter what I do. Right, Sean?
Sort of.
And beside me in Studio C, the Don Ross studio, is Harper.
Hello, everyone.
You're both Queen's students?
Yes.
Yep.
Isabel, what are you taking? What program, not courses?
That's my question, Doug.
I'm an art sci, and this was my first official month at Queen's.
Yeah. Oh, hey, well, there we go.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Special.
A round of applause, yeah.
What is that, though? What is art sci?
Arts and science. Oh, more okay. Arts. I'm not much of a sciencer.
What?
Whoa.
Why not?
I keep an open mind, but...
Good for you.
Do you not like rockets and...
In theory, yes, but in practice.
Oh. All right. And Harper?
I'm a fourth-year political science and world languages student.
Okay.
Political science, perfect.
Political science, well, yeah. that'll be fun.
Maybe you'll be part of Aboriginal Voices for a while. I'm not sure. We'll get you going on political stuff.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But what about this world languages?
It's just my minor. I'm specializing in Spanish, so basically just Spanish. But
so yeah. If I was to say, hola...
Mm-hmm. Hola.
That's about as far as I can go.
That was pretty impressive.
Oesca Benos?
Yeah, of course, Doug.
That's the first thing you learn.
You have to learn that one.
That's right.
Muy caliente.
Sí.
I don't know. Like in the studio?
Yeah.
Very warm.
Anyway, we're you're not being tested. It's okay.
Okay, good.
We're actually becoming comfortable with this studio that you have. They changed the Don Ross studio on us, Sean.
Did they?
Yeah. Everything you say in here is pretty dead.
Is it dead?
It feels like that. So when you talk,
is that dead room?
There's no, yeah.
Don't let Don
Ross
know.
Would not like the lack of echo. Yeah.
Oh, he might. When recording.
Yeah, you can put it in. Yes. Yeah. I was just wondering, Sean, about setting up for today. We've got it kind of somewhat laid out now, but with two people being here to shadow and do some work to learn how to use the station.
So they're both in the volunteer radio program? Radio volunteer program?
Yes.
Broadcast radio volunteer program.
Yep.
Where did you get that title? I don't know. I just made it up.
Okay.
In any case, what brought, I'll start with Harper, what brought you to doing this?
Well, I don't know. I love music, and I just wanted to try it out at Queen's. And my friend Lily Coote had a program last year called Busy Girl Radio.
Oh, okay.
And I got to guest star on it, and I thought this would be fun to learn. So here I am.
skills. Now you're going to be the star.
Yeah. That's the goal.
And Isabel?
I guess in grade 8, I went down a deep music rabbit hole, like all day, all night. All I would do is listen to music. And in grade 9, I sort of had this, like, fantasy. I'm like, oh, I want a university radio station so bad. And it's just been festering over the years, and now I can finally, like, let it come to fruition. So.
Okay, so what's in this music rabbit hole?
Ooh, mine? I can't even... It's
Taylor
so
Swift?
Many genres. No, no, no. Well, you know what? I won't deny it. Like, I'll listen to anything. I'll listen to Taylor Swift. I'll listen to Aphex Twin. I'll listen to Johnny Thunders. I'll listen to anybody.
Johnny Thunders. I'm going to have to look that one up.
There you go. See.
And Harper?
Oh, could be anything. At the moment, it's a lot of indie rock from Australia because I just got back from there.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. A lot of little bands got really into the live music scene there. So, yeah.
Is there a lot of Spaniards there?
No, not really. Not a lot, but...
Did you learn English?
I learned Australian English, which is a whole different language, it feels like, sometimes.
Okay. I'm out.
This is going to be a lot of fun with, you know, with the two of you, with different, both involved in music, but we're going to play a little bit today and give you a sense of using the different pieces of equipment here, you know, the different, we're not going to make you do reel-to-reel tapes, okay?
You do know what that is, right?
I feel like I'm just smiling and nodding.
Okay. Keep doing that. Perfect.
I think it's in the archives now.
It is, yes.
Yeah, it's out of over there.
Even
too.
Cassette tapes are in the archives. Did you know that?
No, there's a cassette player over there.
Right.
And that one up top is a DAT player.
Now that would be good to try. Never mind. These are all things. These are all things you probably will never want to use in your radio shows.
No,
okay.
No computer
but,
does
it. Anyway, it's great to have you here. And today is September 30th, which has been designated as a day.
Day to remember.
Day to remember. Yes, but also a day to listen. And over the last 4 or 5 years now, we've been receiving some of the day to listen audio links, and listen, we're not going to listen to one tonight because they've been playing them all day long on mainstream radio, and some university radio stations have also been using them. But this year, Sean, I was going to tell you earlier, but when I looked it up, every one of the day to listen audio files that are available to us right now are 41 to 47 minutes long.
No way.
Yeah, which is great for us.
That would come in handy.
We have 2 hours, but that would come in really handy. That would give us time to do the paperwork. But, you know, so I was listening to two of them before, well, this only came available to me today around 6:30 in the morning, but I started listening to two of them, and I was looking... they've got people that we have met for Aboriginal Voices over the time, and also people that we've interviewed. So that as either as hosts or guests and talking about different issues around reconciliation and what it means. I'm wearing my orange shirt because I was doing some activities earlier today with people, and everybody wore a shirt. But... Isabel.
Yes.
You said something to me about, you did some activities today. What did you do around Queens?
Yeah, today I went to the bonfire ceremony. It was really nice. Like, I guess at school they do an orange shirt day, and it's really not much that they do there. They'll do an assembly. They'll, like, show a video about truth and reconciliation, and that's the extent of it. But actually going out and going to the ceremony and seeing something a bit more real, it was really great and educational. And I think listening to the speakers, too, was just so worthwhile. Something that really stuck with me, they were talking about how it's allyship is not about perfection, but it's more about participation and just having that, you know, sort of be the theme of today for me, just take it in stride. It was really worthwhile.
And it paid off, because there you go. You're the first person today on Aboriginal Voices to be a field reporter and reporting. Nice. Thank you. So I've got a great song ready to go for you. If you wouldn't mind playing it, it is Northern Cree. They're a powwow group, and it's called Straight.
Have an idea worth spreading? TEDx QueensU wants to hear from you. Speaker applications for our 2026 conference are now open. Apply through the link on our Instagram at TEDxQueensU. Applications close Wednesday, October 1st, 2025 at 11:59 p.m. Interviews will follow on October 4th and 5th. Share your story, inspire change, and take the stage at TEDx QueensU 2026. Apply today and let your ideas shine.
Your Queens Gaels are on the road on October 4th to take on the Guelph Griffins. A win for the Gaels punches their ticket to the OUA playoffs. A loss for the Griffins could spell the end of a once promising season. Will it be the surging Gaels or the struggling Griffins? Anything can happen on game day, so you don't want to miss out. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca at 12:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 1 o'clock kickoff.
Douglas.
Yes, John. Back again.
Are you ready for football?
Football, yes. I can't wait.
I think that's what he was talking about.
Unfortunately,
what?
It's Queens versus Guelph.
Queens versus Guelph.
Does that mean that they're going to be in Guelph playing? And
Jesse, is that what it means?
And Jesse's going to be on the radio.
Never mind. That's this guy.
Jesse gets all dressed up.
Oh, no. Jesse was here, what, a couple of weeks ago?
Wait, yeah, when you had that question, he couldn't. He answered just like that, and I had no idea.
Okay.
Yes, Jesse gets dressed up in his, I think he said tux. I'm not sure.
In his tux?
Yeah, or either that or he's...
Like a tuxedo?
Yeah.
To go to a game?
Yeah, he does the announcing.
You have to be in a tuxedo to do the announcing?
Oh, yes.
here?
Just like we do.
What?
Why? We've been to the...
That's crazy.
You spent 45 minutes getting
That's
ready
crazy.
In the makeup room. Come on.
Can I say that word anymore?
Yes.
Harper? Am I allowed to say crazy?
Yes, you're allowed to say okay. crazy. Yeah.
It's your show. You know. Might as well. Yeah.
I never know anymore. I say words and you shouldn't have said it that way. Doug's like that.
Anyway.
Politically correct.
Hey. Mm-hmm. You want to be politically correct? We're going to do another PSA from this side.
Go.
Is that right? No.
Sure. Okay.
All right. I had a phone call and then an email about a lecture that's going to be open at the med department, you know, the medical center. And it's coming up in a week, I think. No, 2 weeks from now. And... you know, we're going to find out a little bit about it, but we're going to let Harper talk about everything here, and then we're going to go into a conversation about it. You guys join in too, okay?
All right, yeah. So this lecture is upcoming on October 8th at 6 p.m. It's going to be on A Storied Life of Woven Threads, a Two-Spirit Indigenous Pharmacist Path to Better Healthcare. The speaker is Jaris Swidrovich. And it's, like you said, it's going to be at the School of Medicine building, 15 Arch Street, in room 132A. You could come in person, but it's also available online.
And it's free.
Free is good.
Now, what I also learned, they didn't tell us on that the poster, but they also told me that there's going to be food after the conversation.
Free food.
Yeah. Now, we shouldn't tell university students there's free food.
No.
But, yes. I mean,
what kind of food is it going to be?
Finger food.
Okay. Sandwiches?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to go to it. What day did you say it was?
October 8th.
October 8th. That's a Wednesday, I believe. So that'll be good. And if I go to that, then it'll be October the 14th
when I announce
to you what we had a week before.
So you're going.
Yes.
To see who?
Jaris.
Harper?
To see Jaris.
Is that his name? Jaris?
Swidrovich, yes.
His or her?
His, I believe.
Because I think we can't make assumptions
a pharmacist.
Anymore.
That's a good point. We can't make assumptions.
Yeah. Apparently. But I'm going to assume he's a guy. A dude.
Yes,
a
although
fellow.
Two-spirit indigenous, so you never know.
I don't know anymore.
Anyway, this is really interesting because two years ago we had a doctor from Toronto come and talk to us in this lecture place. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and she was part of the very beginnings of this radio show, Aboriginal Voices.
In the day?
Yeah, back with Gary Farmer. And,
oh, for
yeah,
sakes.
It was called Little Red Radio.
Too long ago.
I still like that term myself.
Yeah. We'll change the name.
Again?
No.
No. Well,
we probably should. In any case, they're going to talk about pharmacy stuff.
They're going to talk about an Indigenous pharmacist path to better healthcare.
Indigenous pharmacist.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the path to better healthcare. I don't know.
But they're two-spirited?
Yes.
Is it only for two-spirited health?
Nope.
I don't know. I guess you'll have to go
for
and
everybody.
Find out.
Oh, I'm not going. Doug's going.
Yeah. I need my community pharmacist.
Certainly.
Okay. And he has a plan for a path to a better health care.
Okay. Maybe you can get them to go. Oh, you don't have any pharmacists.
Who?
In your community.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, ask him if he wants to go. Or her.
5 kilometers up the road, yes. And both of them would like to go.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Fun.
They're
good times for
they're
all.
Interested, but they're also expanding their pharmacy, okay?
Did they hear there was going to be free food?
I didn't tell them that. Shh. Don't tell everybody.
All right. That'll be our little secret.
That's it. Registration's open, Harper.
Yes.
Yeah. Where do I go to register Sean so he can come and have free food?
That's a good question.
What time of day is it?
It's at 6 p.m.
And I'm going to have to use your cell phone to do it. Because it has a QR code there.
Aww. So his name is Jaris or Yaris?
It starts with a J. It's just like Paris. Okay, Yaris. Or yeah. Like J in jungle. So you said it correctly.
J in the jungle.
J as it, you use the J in the word jungle.
It was George in the jungle.
Well, this is now Yaris.
All right, go.
It's now Yaris, yeah.
Okay. Go to Queen's University, the events page that they have, and we'll be all set to find October the 8th. And it's, I think it's the, what's that,
Tatum Henderson Lecture Series? Yeah, yeah, should
so
be
you
under
could look that up. And you know it's going to start at what time?
At 6 p.m. on October 8th.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. We've got all the information in there, Sean. Okay.
Okay.
Now, next, we have, we've got a few minutes. Because Isabel, I've given you a challenge. Open up the little brown envelope you have there.
I know. It's just been sitting in front of me.
On Sunday, I went to... a reconciliation walk is what it's called. And
you stole somebody's credentials?
No, that was everything that you have in front of you is what was in the package that they gave me at the end. I bumped into a lot of people I know, which was is great. And we went on a hike at the Conservation Authority.
Oh, yeah?
And as we walked, it was really easy because they had taken... wearing shirts, different artwork on the front of them, but they laid them all out in along the side of the trail where it took us. And I think it was probably about a 2-kilometer walk in all around a couple of trails. But they made you stop just because they had like a clothesline hanging up and... all of the pages were laminated, but they took you through the word reconciliation. And this year, for the first time, they tried to use each stop had a different R word, like resilient and reorganize and reflect and recovery and so on. Yeah. I was going to say rabbit words? No.
Yeah.
But it was really interesting because they had anywhere from 3 pages hanging there so you could read them quickly. You didn't have to go up too closely. You know, a small group of 5 or 6 people could. We were doing that with other people around us. You know, some people read faster or slower or stop to talk about it. Isabel, you have in there, I've given you now some time to look at it.
Yeah.
They had drones too?
Wait. Ask that question last, okay?
Reconciliation drones?
They were, yeah.
Every Child
they
Matters
were doing
drones?
Reconnaissance with their drones.
All right.
Isabel, pick one of the pieces of information you have there.
I like this one. It's alluring. It's a campaign moose hide.
Yes.
And... the Moosehide Campaign is an Indigenous-led grassroots movement of men and boys and all Canadians who are standing up against violence towards women and children. They gave you a little square of moose hide.
Yes, and that's a piece of moose hide. And so, you know, they ask men to wear them so that they say that I'm in recognition of the moose hide symbol and I understand what it is. And so... we had a conversation about that, and that's why I said, Sean, I met people that we know, Michael and Amanda, they're with, there's another card there, I think, with the True North Aid.
Yes.
Yeah, and the number of people who are involved in that organization, they were actually doing the whole planning and what words we're going to use, what information we're going to give. Do you know much about the reconciliation process with the Indigenous schools?
Indigenous schools. Mm-hmm. I don't know too much about it. We just talk a lot about reparations and political science in my courses.
There's the other word.
Yeah. There's another R word. Yeah.
Well, they did have that there, but it was, I don't know. That's why it'll be fun. We'll give you some challenges if you want to be part of that conversation related to political studies. Because over the years, it's been quite fascinating. We've lived through it. Mm-hmm. You know, here we started together, what was it, 1994?
Yes.
Somewhere around there. And wow. Every week we get together and we have fun like this and, you know, share information. We at first did not get into any politics. Mm-hmm. That was like my stand is, nope, not getting there because it's just too contentious for me. Mm-hmm. I might get taken off the air, right?
Yeah.
And I know Sean would.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, it's all right.
Are they coming after us?
No, not yet.
Finally?
Anyway, but can you tell me more about True North Aid from that card?
Yes, I can. True North Aid is a registered Canadian charity that provides practical humanitarian support to northern and remote Indigenous communities in Canada. And then they sort of have some stats. In 2024, they delivered 100,000 pounds of humanitarian aid in 165-plus communities, and they helped around 25,000 individuals.
Wow.
Yeah.
The project that I was involved in when Sean and I first got connected with True North Aid. Amanda was my contact person, and her husband Michael. I met Michael afterwards because he had to drive the vehicle because we did some here on Aboriginal Voices. We requested people, if you have medical equipment that you don't need to use anymore, they were looking for those to go into communities in northern Ontario, mostly Cree communities, but they're all fly-in communities. They wanted, you know, at first they wanted things like walkers without wheels because in the far north, in some of those communities, you couldn't easily walk with a walker that had wheels because of the terrain. You know, it's just not easy to do. Or canes or, you know, we just kind of threw it out and asked people if they had anything. And Sean and I were able to get probably a pickup truck full of equipment, but we had to go out, and I went to a friend, and he said, okay, we'll get it, and we talked about it each week for a week, and that was the first time I'd met Amanda and Michael, getting that information out to people, and that was so successful that they had to go to one of the shipping companies to find out if the shipping company would be willing to give them a container, you know, one of those great big metal containers. They needed two of the longest containers to pack to send materials north. And prosthetics were some of the things that they were able to get because there are people there who needed a prosthetic, but they needed somebody to go in and help people kind of reset them to use them, especially for legs. So I learned a lot that way. And then when Amanda and Michael came back from the north, they remember the day we had to use the Buffy St. Marie studio, that great big coliseum that we have?
Yeah,
We had five people who came in and we had to sit. One was a physiotherapist and one was doing a course here at Queensland prosthetics. He was doing his master's on how to use this device called a 3D printer. Now everybody knows about them, but he was just learning how to use it and how to figure out how to make things with it. You know, so that whole organization has expanded right across Canada. So, Yeah, big shout out, applause to them, and thank you for doing that. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else in there that caught your eye?
I don't know. They have a good list of books, some yes. children's books and others more mature. Should I pick one from each?
Sure.
I'll give you a children's book first.
Yeah, something that would catch your eye.
I'm seeing a book for children called I Am a Rock. The author is too small to read, but the cover art is quite enticing.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Wait a sec. You said you're not interested so much in science?
Yeah.
And you picked a rock? Geology?
I am a rock.
I am an
it's
island.
It's the internal. Yes. And then one of the more not children's books. I'm going to shout out Prairie Edge by Connor Kerr.
Hmm. I've never heard of that. Yeah. Have you?
No.
No.
And I read this page before.
Oh, I found the authors. I Am a Rock is written by Ashley Kilavok Savard.
Hmm. Okay, that's a new author to me.
Yeah.
We'll go to the public library and ask if they have it.
Speaking of public library.
Yes.
You like that?
Yes.
All right. Goodminds.com is contributing 5% of your sale to the SILT fund.
What fund?
SILT. You don't know this, Doug?
I don't know this.
Harper?
Nope. No idea.
Supporting Indigenous Libraries Today.
Oh, fantastic.
SILT.
Yeah. That's from Good Minds. They're...
Apparently.
Yeah, they're a distributor.
And what's nice is it's a bookmark.
Oh, I'll use that in my I'm Rock book.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? I was going to take it.
Oh.
You'll have to get your own.
Hey, I'll have to go back to Amanda and Michael and say, hey,
and then we got this guy. We got this guy here.
Later.
We're not talking about this guy?
Well, we'll talk about that later. It was totally different. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know if you have a song ready. No? Oh, okay. Well, in the other stack of CDs in front of you there, who's up?
Mirabal.
Robert Mirabal.
Oh. Mirabal.
Oh, Sean will tell you what song he wants from that.
Yeah, I think it's number two.
Track two.
We don't know these CDs very well.
You're right. Yeah. Make double check.
Hey, that's interesting because the first CD
was... number two.
The first CD was number two.
Oh, was it?
Straight, yeah.
Wow.
And now we're going
to
do...
I remember this was like a thing you like to do.
Robert Mirabal. And what's the name of the song?
Indians.
Okay. So we're all set to go. Harper, one more thing.
Yes.
Are you feeling comfortable? Because you've been kind of sitting, listening, and watching. And
yeah, I'm sitting and listening and watching, observing. I'm shadowing. That's my role.
Oh, there you go.
But yes,
I hope we're giving you some sense of what it's like to be a guest, and we're going to turn it around in a little while.
All right.
And you're going to be the host.
Be the host.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Indians, Indians, Indians. Let me tell you about Indians. There's Hollywood Indians. They're fry bread eating Indians. There's wannabe Indians. They're fat, skinny, tall, blonde Indians. Let me tell you about Indians. Some are stoic Indians. Indians that ride hogs. Indians that ride Indians. Some are long-haired, beautiful Indians. Some are radical, free Leonard Peltier Indians. Some of them just don't give a damn Indians. Frankly, I like the type of Indians that always agree to be last on display Indians. Indians, Indians, Indians. Types that like to party and get drunk Indians. Types that like to fight other Indians. Types that like to fight, fight, fight. Go to a powwow, see them in their beautiful regalia, wicked smile, glint in their eyes, Indians. She was from Iowa, looking for an Indian. It didn't matter what kind, just one taller than her. Hey, you wanna see my horses? You told me you loved the brown adobe architecture. church walls, painted with cheap stucco. Inside were promises, hundreds of unsure Indians still waiting for something, not too sure of what. And when you're not too sure, very few treasures turn to gold. We spent time that summer, you fell in love, why? I needed a ride to Santa Fe, so I showed you my horses. I showed you my horses. Well, the four winds carried us east to west, north to south, south to north, west to east. We ran into the winds, secrets were sculpted, sculpted by two naked, sweaty bodies in the desert moonlight. I broke your heart. I broke your heart? You said I broke your heart. It's not the first time this Indian has done it. I need a ride to Copper Mountain, Colorado, so you oblige. And when you're not too sure, very few Indians I know have ever turned to gold. Have their own karmic goals.
Bye.
Well, there you go. That was DJ Shub, I think it was.
And what was the selection, Isabel?
I think it was called Pow Wow Dub.
Yeah.
That's a new one. We've never played that one, I don't think. Doug?
No, I don't think so.
It's
in a group of songs that DJ Shub gave us. But
it's probably like the clean one.
Did it make you get up and want to dance?
Oh, gosh, no, Doug.
Stomp dance always does, though. Anyway. The other one that we had before that was, let me look. Oh, Robert Mirabel. Yeah, Sean's favorite.
Yeah, Rob. Bob, whatever his name is,
Mirabel. Yeah,
I've never met him.
No,
no. But I like just that one. That was from like a PBS thing, a PBS special that they said, "Oh, well, maybe you could do a thing." And Robert's like, "Well, if you're going to give me money, I'll figure something out." And he did, and then they televised it on the PBS.
Yeah.
PBS money.
Yeah, but I think he probably said to them, "Hey, you want to see my horses?"
Hey, I want to see my check. That's what he says.
Yeah. Well, I'm not taking the horses out until... So you better be careful. Anyway, but... Here we go. We're going to start a new music segment with the two of you. This is perfect.
Awesome. Right.
This is one that none of us have heard. Well, I heard parts of it as I was getting ready because I had to download it. It was sent yesterday or the day before, I think it was. And this morning I got to it, and it's... do you remember Amanda Rayom? Yeah. She's with Skode Records.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Ishkode.
And Shoshana is her business partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are names that you don't know yet, but we're going to feed you music from
right,
the Aboriginal Voices.
They might know Digging Roots,
list.
Though. Do you know Digging Roots?
I haven't heard of Digging Roots, no.
You haven't?
Well, no. They're kind of like a
Isabel,
hot band.
Isabel, have you heard of Digging Roots?
Indigenous Circles hot band.
Mm.
Somewhat. The fire is slowly dying on at least one of them. But that's another show.
Yeah, but it's a different part of their lifetime now. No, because their son's part of the band.
Oh, well, okay, sure.
Yeah.
We'll
and
say
they're
that.
Probably giving him a chance.
Anyways,
to roll.
Raven, who is the... part of the band. He is an orator.
Mm. He creates really good music.
Well, sure, good music, but he can also, tell a story.
Hey, yeah. We should get him here.
He's a speech.
Hey, we should get him in here.
A vocal specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Anyways. I guess he's good people. I've never met him either.
Well, it turns out that Amanda is also a good singer and songwriter and has collaborated with some people in her community. And I'm not sure if it's in Barrie where she is now, but Midland is where I first learned about her. She was there performing at the Midland Cultural Center and bringing people in and sharing her music. And she's part of the storytelling as well. And so getting her going, we're going to play the song and then we can all chat about it after. But this one is interesting. I hope I've got it all tucked in there because she started off with it's called Number, the number sign, 44. But, and there were two songs, Number 44, and I couldn't figure out which one to use. So I listened to the first part of Number 44, Live from the Woodshed, and I listened to just Number 44 off her CD. I picked the Live from the Woodshed partly because of somebody's playing a violin. So You ready to do this?
Yeah.
And then we'll come back. Go ahead.
Let's check out number 44, Live at the Woodshed.
Okay.
All right. Hello?
About 1956, that's when I first entered the residential school. I was born in 1951. Number 44 was my name. That's how I was addressed to. I didn't know my name much as Robert while I was in the residential school. Everything was numbered, your hat, your jacket, your mitts, your shoes, your pants, your shirt. It was all number 44. Our bed was number 44. Where we sat was number 44. Our sheets, our towels were numbered, our toothbrush was numbered, and our glass was numbered. Everybody was a number. We were like little rabbits. We knew exactly where to go. We knew exactly what to do.
Do you love spreading inclusion and friendship to help people with intellectual and developmental disabilities? Volunteer with the team at the Best Buddies Friendship Walk at Lake Ontario Park on October
2nd. New on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
You know, okay. So when you talk.
Doug, we're on air.
There we go. We're live?
I think so.
Right. Good.
We're live. Were we not supposed to be live?
Yes.
It's radio, Doug. We're supposed to be live.
Oh, I didn't get the cueing light that says, okay, get ready, 10 seconds.
That was one of the things I was supposed to teach Harper. point at them, I've taken her away from your pilot seat. and then you'll get the idea.
So right now, just give me a second here. Harper.
Wait a minute. The light didn't go on over there?
It's watching us. Isabel.
Yes.
Welcome to the Don Ross studio.
I know. It's... change of scenery.
Yeah, also sound.
Yeah, lack thereof.
They're listening to us, so we got to watch it. Yeah, but I was wondering if you're finding it a little calmer now?
It's definitely like a sensory deprivation tank in here.
Ah.
Harper, did you find that?
Yep, I'd have to concur with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isabel says she doesn't like science, but she keeps dropping all these science things.
Uh-huh.
So Harper, no, not you, Harper. You, Isabel. You said the art sci. Mm. What sort of arts are you into?
I'm planning to major in philosophy and then minor in poli sci.
There's money in philosophy.
Well... yes, that's the money maker, totally.
Yeah.
Now, the goal is actually to do intellectual property law.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's future issues.
Yeah, you need to go into politics.
I'm kind of blown away by that one. Uh-oh. Intellectual property law.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to be careful
that's interesting.
Right?
Yeah. No. It may get patented, but intellectual property in the sense that somebody has created something, said something, and then you come along and say, listen, my person came up with that first.
Yeah, especially with all the issues I see on the horizon with AI.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Thieves. Yep.
Yeah. Because that AI, whoever seen that coming?
You did. You and I were asked a year ago or more, even more than a year ago now.
Back when it wasn't free to use.
It wasn't even out in the market, and we were asked if we would test drive it. And the first thing both of us said was, this is not going to go far.
because it was too
cumbersome, wasn't it? Yeah.
Then it was okay.
4 or 6 months later, they said, okay, well, here's the version we really wanted to use, and what do you think? And it was like, uh-oh, this is overpowering.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. It is.
Although Sean's good at it because he keeps sending me, here, use this one. The first one you sent me that I really like was Notebook LM. Have you heard of those?
No, I haven't heard of Notebook.
Nor I. Oh, there's one to look at.
It's really good. A product of Google.
Mm-hmm.
What does it do for you?
It could take two digital files. It doesn't matter if they're audio now because they've upped it, but PDFs are what we used, and then do a comparison of the two files and then lay it all out in the format that you might want to use for a classroom, for example. Mm-hmm. Here's the comparison. This is what they're both like. What do you want about it? You know, what's the same? What's different? You know, questions you might want to ask. It even gives you a summary of each one separately. That's really good. And then they added.
Gemini.
Oh, no, before that.
Oh, sorry.
In the Notebook LM, they added in this part where it would give you an audio version of what they had. And it was yeah, two people.
That one is scary. It is very scary.
Yeah, I wish they had it with, say, Harper and Isabel instead of the two yeah. people
Those
they
two
had.
People yeah. there. Yeah. No, so... I used it to learn a program that I needed to figure out, and I was able to take all of the manuals and put them into a Notebook LM, and then I could ask questions, and then it would just give me a summary as to how to use this program.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was very quick. I didn't have to read the manual. At all, because mm-hmm. you know, why read the manual?
Yeah, when you can crash through things.
Yeah,
that's really good. Sean,
Douglas.